Nothing says 90s like ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-mm. Throwbacks, chapter 1, verse 14. What's good? Welcome or welcome back to Throwbacks, the only place where we get to discuss the unexpected theology of old school hip-hop and R&B. I am your host, Derek J. Murphy, and I'm dressed like a preacher because I'm a pastor, teacher, and writer of the book Throwbacks, where we take old school songs from my generation, the 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s, talk about what they mean and what they mean to me, and then flip them on their head to add inspiration, motivation, and value to our lives. I hope you've been enjoying these conversations, and if you have, let me invite you to click the subscribe button. Go ahead and click that bell so that you can be notified every time we drop a new episode. That might sound like a moot point because we only have one episode left in this season, and we will be back in the summer to continue this conversation. So if you want to be notified whenever new episodes drop, please click that subscribe button. That's showing support for this channel and for this podcast. So with that being said, we're going back to 1990. That's right, 1990 at the 62nd Annual Academy Awards, where Driving Miss Daisy wins Best Picture. 1990. In 1990, Nintendo releases the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. I never had a Super Nintendo. I did have the original Nintendo, but then I switched over to Sega Genesis instead of the Super Nintendo. Never had one. But that was 1990. 1990, the mayor of DC, Marion Barry, was arrested on drug charges after the FBI conducted a sting operation that investigated him. 1990. In 1990, I was in the fifth grade. And we got to hear hip hop smoothed out on the R&B tip with a pop feel appeal to it. If you know, you know, because that represents BBD. Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, and Ronnie DeVoe, better known as Bell Biv DeVoe. These three gentlemen were once original members of New Edition, which is a conversation in and of itself if you want to talk about old school R&B. And if you read the book, you'll find if it isn't love in the book, because New Edition is a very important group when it comes to 80s and 90s R&B, because they set the landscape for boy groups, for male groups in the 90s. They set the landscape for them. And these three guys were sort of the ones that were the misfits in the group. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but when you look at a group, you can tell who the stars are, and you can tell who's going to go off and have solo careers. When you look at New Edition, it was clear that Ralph was going to have a solo career. He was the lead singer. When you look at New Edition, you could tell that Bobby Brown was going to be a solo artist, and he was going to do well, and he did because he just had that star quality. Even Johnny Gill, when he joined the group, he was already a solo artist. And so the expectation for Johnny Gill to be a solo artist was already built in. But when you talk about Ricky, Ronnie, and Mike, nobody expected them to have solo careers. And so they did something that really no one expected. Ronnie would usually rap on songs, and Mike would usually rap on songs. They weren't lead singing. And Ricky only kind of did ad-libs. He wasn't one of the prominent lead singers in New Edition. And so nobody expected them to go solo. So they decided to form a group, and they called it BBD. And they took a very adult and grittier vibe when they brought this group together. The music that they chose was not bubblegum pop like New Edition was known for doing. Even in the more adult, stylings of New Edition after the Heartbreak album with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, they were a lot more adult. But these guys took a much grittier approach. And their musical mentality, as I said in the opener, was hip-hop smoothed out on the R&B tip with a pop feel appeal to it. And that was their musical mentality. When they released this song, the title cut of their debut album, in fact, it was the debut song, title cut of their debut album, Poison. Poison is a phenomenon of its own. When I tell you that song was huge, I'm going to say something very controversial here, that perhaps in terms of the reach of the song and this album, BBD might be as big, if not bigger, than the original New Edition. I know that's a wild statement, but this song was absolutely huge. Poison. It was very hip-hop influenced. It had a New Jack Swing, which was very popular in the early 90s, that fused hip-hop and R&B. And we still have that fusion today, where hip-hop is very heavily an influence on R&B music. And this song was extremely hip-hop with that New Jack Swing. And it was written by Elliot Stair, better known as DJ Freeze. And it was actually a letter that he wrote to his ex-girlfriend. This was kind of like a breakup letter where he was telling her that she was no good for him, right? And then, you know, you have that unmistakable intro. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da, right? You can't mistake this song. You know it in the first 3 seconds. And it was just a huge song. It went all over the world. It has a huge pop appeal, and a lot of pop artists were very heavily influenced by it. And I know I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but this song is huge. And so when you look at the video is super 90s, extremely 90s, from the oversized coats to the funky hats that they wore, turned to the back, the glasses and the bright colors. This was extremely 90s. And there was lots of choreographed dancing where, you know, the groups of people dancing on the playground or down an abandoned street and in the club. There was a lot of choreographed dancing. And this was back in the day when it wasn't uncool for guys to dance, right? They were doing their thing in the video, and it looks very 90s. It transports you right back to 1990. And the lyrics, girl, I must, if you knew what to say, you my people, right? If you knew what to say, you are my people. And the pre-chorus will have anybody singing. You don't even have to feel like you can sing to get on that. It's driving me out of my mind. Everybody, what? I cracked real bad. Everybody that's on the dance floor sings that part. You don't even have to be a great singer, because that's how influential this song was. The impact of the song goes without saying that it topped the R&B, it topped the Black Singles chart at number one for 2 weeks. Spent 10 weeks in the top 10 of the top 40 on the radio. And then it peaked at number three on the Billboard Hot 100, making it a real pop song. And as good as New Edition is and was, they never did have that type of appeal. New Edition was always Black music. And that's not saying that BBD didn't create music for Black people, but they intentionally had a pop feel appeal to it. It was in the mentality. They repeated it all over and over again. And the reach of this song went all over the world. It was on charts in Europe, in Asia, in Australia, and they can still turn the party out today. They can still turn the party out today. In fact, you can't have a New Edition concert without a BBD set. If you do, you are doing the audience a disservice because that's how big Belle Biv DeVoe was. So, and let me just say, go ahead and get this out the way. Never trust a big butt and a smile is just solid advice. It's just solid advice. So, how do we get from Belle Biv DeVoe to adding inspiration to our life? How do we go from poison to actually adding value? Well, the scripture is Genesis 3, 2 and 3, then verse 6. The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took some of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband with her, and he ate. It's inevitable. People are going to want something that they don't need. Not only that, we will at some time or another want something bad, dangerous, or downright fatal to us. At some level, we are all fascinated with the excitement and thrill of being daring. Cheating death is attractive to us. But the reality is that we need to, in many ways, calm down that urge. Most of the time, the pull of the dangerous is not for any purpose. We live our lives very carefully, planning every detail of our education, our career, our financial security, and our family life, only to play roulette with other areas of our lives that are equally important. We've become fixated on the charge and the thrill of the pursuit of the very thing that we don't need, driving us out of our mind. We can't get it out of our head, chasing it, craving it, even loving it. And one wrong move, we're dead. Those things are poison. This is our nature from the start. God created mankind, putting them in an absolute paradise, having everything that they needed and desired. They were so engrossed with the blessing and favor of God that they didn't even need to be covered with clothes. They were free and comfortable to enjoy all that God had given them. But with freedom comes parameters. God said, you can live freely in this awesome place and even eat from every tree on this land, with the exception of the one tree in the middle. God told them, if you eat from this tree, you will certainly die. One may ask, if that be so, why would God even put such a dangerous tree there in the first place? Why would a loving, awesome, powerful, and all-knowing God make this poison available? The answer is simple. God loves us enough to allow us to make our own decisions. He doesn't desire for us to be his robots, automatically obedient to every command that he makes. He wants us to trust him and his provision and be satisfied with it. Let's be honest. We want the same thing relationally. We want a partner that can come in contact with the opportunity to indulge in great temptation, but still choose us. That's love. That's trust. But instead of loving God enough to trust Him and His provision, mankind toyed with the idea of having what they knew would kill them. They flirted with disaster, and instead of walking away, they dived in head first. Ignoring the signs and warnings have been our MO from the start. And God loves us enough to sometimes let us have what we want, even when we don't need it. God's protection will only go so far, and He refuses to override your will. If we're not sensitive to God's will, we may even assume that God ordains what He allows. Don't be so wrapped up in your own desires that you inadvertently yet willfully receive poison. If you believe that God knows best, then fully follow His prescribed steps, and not just the ones that suit your fancy. You can't trust yourself to save yourself, so don't even chance it. If you've made it this far, I hope something has been said to encourage you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to always keep yourself in the center of God's will. That's the safest place in the world. And toying with the dangers of stepping outside of His will has never been worth it. Trust me. It has never been worth it. So if you've enjoyed this conversation, let me again invite you to click the subscribe button. You want to be notified every time we drop a new episode, and we may have some new surprises between seasons. So click the subscribe button so that you'll be notified every time a new episode drops or when new content is uploaded. Click the like button. Comment in the comment section, because your interaction with the content really helps to push it out to others who may enjoy it too. In fact, if you know somebody who would enjoy this type of content, share it with them. Let them know what's going on over here at Throwbacks. If you're interested in the book, you can go to derekjmurphy.com. That's DerekJMurphy.com, and you can find all of my books there. You can find some other writings as well as my social media across all platforms, which is I Am Building People. You can interact with me from there. And so with that being said, one episode left in this season. Know that God loves you best. I love you best I can. And we'll see you next time. Ba 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 da ba ba da ba da ee boop boop doop boop doop 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 doop